With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Habitat for Humanity of the Northwoods has received its largest single donation in program history. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the executive director about the impact.
Between donations and volunteers' time, Habitat for Humanity of the Northwoods can build a home at a much more affordable cost. Dave Havel is the executive director.
A home that might cost someone in the area of $250,000 normally, we're able to hopefully reduce that amount in the neighborhood of $50,000 to $75,000.
In the last couple of years, Habitat has been able to go from building one house a year to two. Havel says with a recent $100,000 donation, they can potentially build up to four a year.
Our mission is to build affordable homes, so we can only build homes as much as the funds that we have available to get going and to get under construction.
The donation comes from Gail Wilcox, a local community member who told WXPR she believes it's important to support things in your community that supports others. She hopes her donation inspires others to give. Havel says Habitat always accepts donations of many kinds, including a person's time.
You don't really need to be that skilled. We help train, and we work with all volunteers, and so any volunteer help is appreciated.
Havel says contacting the Habitat for Humanity Northwoods office in Rhinelander is the best way to learn more about contributing. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Vilas County Board voted to open up county roads to ATV and UTV drivers. The resolution passed 10-9 Tuesday. Vilas County Parks and Recreation Supervisor Todd Bierman told WAOW television before the vote that if approved, the change would not take effect until roads can be posted.
It would take the County Highway Department to go up and assign the areas for it before the trails would be open. So, you know, with the weather now and putting signposts in, it would probably happen in the spring into the summer.
The change does not include the sovereign nation of Lac du Flambeau, and it only impacts lettered county roads in Vilas County. Riders will still need to stay off numbered highways. This story is courtesy of WAOW television. A former congressman from northern Wisconsin will be the new transportation secretary. Sean Duffy was confirmed by the Senate to lead the transportation department. It gives him a key role in helping President Donald Trump cut regulations and fix the nation's infrastructure. Duffy has promised safer Boeing planes, less regulation, and help for U.S. companies developing self-driving cars, while not giving any breaks to Elon Musk, a key player in that technology. Duffy, a 53-year-old former reality TV star, was approved with bipartisan support on a 77-22 vote in the Senate. He takes over the Department of Transportation at a crucial time at the agency, a massive employer of more than 55,000 that spends tens of billions of dollars annually, oversees the nation's highways, railroads, and airspace, and sets safety standards for trains, cars, and trucks. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature has asked that a liberal state Supreme Court justice step aside in a pending case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that effectively ended collective bargaining for most state workers. If Justice Janet Protasiewicz agrees to not hear the case, the court would be deadlocked 3-3 between liberals and conservatives. A Dane County Circuit judge last month overturned the bulk of the law. The judge determined it was unconstitutional. The judge put the ruling on hold pending the appeal. Unions that brought the case have asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take it directly, skipping the appeals court. Some Wisconsin farmers are now able to see the environmental effects from their sustainable farming practices through a new conservation program that hopes to expand across the Midwest. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Farmers for Sustainable Food recently wrapped up the inaugural year of its Climate Smart program. Lauren Bry with the organization says after 1 year, the farmers enrolled across four states reduced nearly 50,000 tons of CO2 equivalents.
That's the kind of impact that we're seeing just on 53 farms. So we're really looking forward to years two and beyond when we'll have double, quadruple that number of farmers participating and data to share.
Through a partnership with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative and a $50 million federal grant, participating farmers are compensated for their time and data sharing. They also receive support to understand the metrics and outcomes of the conservation practices they're using on their farms, like how the reductions of carbon dioxide equivalents being made from year one of the program are equivalent to powering more than 6,600 U.S. homes for 1 year, or removing more than 11,000 passenger vehicles from the road.
What's cool about it is that farmers are already implementing best management practices on their cropland, on their farms when they're caring for their animals. And now through our project, we're able to help quantify what those best management practices mean for environmental outcomes.
Year one encompassed more than 100,000 acres of cropland and the care of more than 71,000 cattle. The five-year project will continue through 2028, but Bry says they are already looking for additional funding to extend it and reach more farmers in the upper Midwest. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A new artificial intelligence computing center is coming to central Wisconsin. Digital Power Optimization has partnered with a subsidiary of Billrud to build a $200 million AI computing center. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says they're excited for the investment and they're hopeful it means the start of more businesses coming to Wisconsin Rapids. He added there may be an influx of jobs to help create and get the center going, but does not anticipate it will create many jobs once it's up and running. Digital Power Optimization said they hope to have the center running in 2026. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.